is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, Peter Reif, he's got a set of pipes on him, doesn't he? Gotta love that guy. Love the intros. Boom, there it is. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Roundtable Edition. Hour three, if you're just joining us, your first hour. It's 6 minutes after the hour on whatever station you're listening to us on across the country. Thanks for being here in the Carr Firearm Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. All of it presented to you by X Insurance. If you want to watch the program, don't do this while you're driving. If you're a passenger, you can do this. You can visit Facebook.com/ops, O-P-S, Lens, L-E-N-S, and watch live, or you can watch on armedamericanradio.org or .com. Just click watch live. And boom, we'll be right there on your screen for you. You can watch us on your Apple TV, Roku TV, Fire Stick, all that fun stuff. Armed American Radio's got you covered. Or if you want to find a radio station near you or a digital cable station near you, Armed American Radio, and click Listen Live, and you got a list of stations there for you. Wherever you are in the country, you'll be able to pick us up somewhere, I can promise you. New York City, all the way down to Florida, all the way up to Seattle, down to Southern California, and crisscrossing in between. Great to have you here with us today. We have a great lineup in the roundtable. If you missed the previous 2 hours, a quick rundown. Hour one, Alan Gottlieb set it up for us for the first half of the hour. And Alan's wonderful. And then he led right into AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who, like me, fights a little bit of that pollen at this time of the year. So AWR, we thank him for jumping in here from Breitbart and giving us the Breitbart 2A news update for the week. And he had more material than we could cover, but we saw a pattern developing, and that was Democrat after Democrat after Democrat after Democrat throwing new gun controls at the Congress all day long. I mean, they are in a frenzy, an orgasmic frenzy of coming after your right to keep and bear arms. They're not going to stop, and we're going to be here to call them out and tell them that we're not going to compromise. We're not moving one inch with these people at all. That was great. And then, of course, in the first hour of the program, Lee Williams jumped in the absence of Steve Bannon, who we missed today, but he'll be back next week, I'm sure. And that was followed by Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, Sarasota County, Florida, who stays with us for the roundtable. So let's jump into the roundtable. We got all, if you're watching us yet, who's screen? Sheriff Hoffman, your picture pops up first behind me in the studio. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine. Happy to be here, Mark.
We're going to have some fun in this roundtable. We always do. Justin Moon, CEO, Carr Arms. You popped up next, my brother. How are you, Justin? There he is. I got him back there. And Brad Primo, you are up next. We're following the little rotating, you know, image sliders. Brad, how are you? Lead Slingers Whiskey CEO.
Doing great, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, guys. I want to start with some good news and get your take on this. Because I was in Arizona a number of years ago, the day I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club. You're listening in Phoenix on the Patriot. I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club the very day that Governor at that time, Jan Brewer, signed permitless or constitutional carry in Arizona. It was a huge day. And a lot of the trainers out there, guys, were petrified. We're going to lose all of our business because nobody needs a permit anymore. And the permit requires training. And I said to the guys, I think you guys are not giving enough credit to law-abiding gun owners. You're going to have tons of people carrying guns now that might not otherwise would have. They don't have to go through the process, but they're still going to want training. That's what law-abiding people do. So what we have here, I'm going to read something from The Trace. This is actually from The Trace. And The Trace is telling us just how good it is that it's actually been really strong year. It says, from The Trace, now, this is Bloomberg funded. 2021 has been a banner year for proponents of permitless carry. 19 states now have no requirement for residents to obtain a license before they carry a gun in public. On April 8th, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed House Bill 786, making his state the latest to scrap its permitting requirements. Three others, Iowa, Montana, and Utah, have also approved permitless carry laws this year. 20 years ago, Vermont was the only state that didn't require a permit. Since then, the laws have become more popular in Republican-led states. That's despite frequent opposition from law enforcement groups. We have a law enforcement sheriff here. We're going to talk about this. Who say getting rid of permits makes it harder to know who's legally carrying a gun. That's nonsense. We'll find out why in just a moment. Now, let's go to what was written in the, I found this fascinating, guys. Texas. I saw a piece here about license to carry. Instructors in Texas petition to stop permit-free carry. We are licensed. This was dear House members. We are licensed to carry handgun instructors registered with the Texas Department of Public Safety, and we are strong supporters of the Second Amendment. We are opposed to any unlicensed carry bill. These guys are smart enough to know not to put the word but in there for a reason. They left it out intentionally because they know what we're getting ready to talk about. The list of licensed to carry instructors below want gun owners in our community to be vetted, well-trained, educated, and be of sound mind while carrying a firearm in public. And they go on blah, 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 blah. Apparently, these group of trainers didn't get the memo that their classes are going to be overflowing. Brad, your picture is up now. Let's start with you. You're in a license to carry, a permitless state now because you're governor. You are in Tennessee. Congratulations, by the way. You're going to see classes and training classes filled to the brim now, which we've seen across the country. These guys in Texas just didn't get the memo. They will be pleasantly surprised. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're absolutely looking at it, the glass half empty. I mean, you think about it, what they're doing, what the state is doing is removing a barrier to people who want to carry a firearm. So if you take that barrier away, more people are going to be interested in it and more people are going to seek out training. I mean, they're not, people are not stupid. Most people understand when they say, hey, you know what, I want to carry a gun, but there's a lot of responsibility there. Yeah. Maybe I need to go take a class. You know, they need to look at it as a business opportunity. They need to look at it as a way, you know what, step up your marketing. So you got a way to put yourself out there and show that, you know, yes, now you don't have to pay the state $110 or however much
That's
it
right.
is. Get fingerprinted and all this kind of junk and renew it every 5 years. You don't have to do that anymore. So your only expense to this is owning a firearm, ammo, and however much you want to charge for the class.
And the money
opportunity.
Great opportunity.
Will do it. Yep.
Yeah, and the money that they would have put on a permit is now going to go over to the training that they're going to take. We've seen this state after state after state. These guys' classes are overflowing. Justin, I'm going to promise you, the orders that you're going to see coming out of Texas and Tennessee and Iowa and Utah, and it's going to be off the chain. Have you seen pickups yet in those states where constitutional carry has been enacted? If not, you're going to.
Well, you know, Mark, right now my production's sold out as it is. I don't see this constitutional carry issue as a training issue. It really is a constitutional issue. I mean, even if it were the case that, you know, when you're in that constitutional carry, you have more firearms accidents, more people unsafe and shooting each other, that's not the issue. I mean, when the Founding Fathers gave us our liberties in the Constitution or recognized our natural rights to liberties, they basically proclaimed that they were giving us dangerous freedom. So freedom
right.
is dangerous. It should be dangerous, but we should embrace it all the same.
Of course. I mean, it comes with great responsibility. Freedom requires responsibility. Sheriff Hoffman, when I saw this, I had to chuckle when I saw, and again, let me read this. We are licensed to carry LTC handgun instructors registered with the Texas Department of Public Safety, and we are strong supporters of the Second Amendment, but we are opposed to any unlicensed carry bill. Now, they eliminated the but, and they just put a separate sentence, and I know why they did it. Because they knew if they put a butt in there, they were going to be hammered as a bunch of FUDs because the Second Amendment doesn't say but, right? So what's your perspective as a law enforcement officer? I mean, we've seen nothing but positives across the country where these laws have been enacted.
For sure. Well, first of all, what Justin said is exactly correct. This is a constitutional issue, not a capitalistic issue, not a money-making issue. And even if they were going to lose money, you know, the Bill of Rights, as Alan Gottlieb says is, you know, the Bill of Rights. And we have to respect that, even if it maybe goes over into their ability to earn an income. But I've not seen that. I've got two friends mm-hmm. here in my county that own gun shops, and they can't keep stuff on the shelves. And kind of to what, you know, what we've been talking about, they're going to buy more holsters, they're going to buy more ammunition, they're mm-hmm. going to come in and get training. I think the more guns that are out there in the hands of citizens, you're going to see all the ancillary products that go along with that, range time, targets, you know, shooting equipment, that kind of thing, all you're going to make money on that as well. So, and frankly, when I talk to the people that have gun shops here in Sarasota County, it's more over-the-counter kind of stuff than it is CCW stuff anyway, you know, but you know, they make it so hard in my state with the agricultural commissioner, Nikki Freed, that we have here, that we need to get constitutional carry in Florida as well. And the sheriffs have got to pull together and do that. And, you know, you were saying, Mark, about law enforcement opposing this. And I bet if you went and look at those law enforcement agencies that oppose this, certainly here in Florida, they're traditionally municipal police chiefs.
Bingo.
Controlled by mayors and Democrat city councils. And that's why my role as sheriff is so important, I think, in our role as sheriff. We're written into the Florida Constitution. The citizens are my boss, not the mayor, not the county administrator, not the city council, and all their
citizens. The rest are nothing but puppets. They're nothing but puppets. And it's interesting. Guys, in Texas, you're listening across the state. If you're a trainer, relax. It's all good. But I'm glad you didn't put your name on that, because that would have hurt you. Relax. You're going to be so busy, you don't know. You're going to be rolling in doughies. You heard it here. Back after this with the Roundtable Crew. Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the MonsterCast Car Firearms Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. Every bit of it presented by X Insurance. Jumping right in on this quick segment, because as I dig a little deeper into this, I see that they did sign, these individuals, trainers signed this. And let me tell you why that was a big mistake. I'm going to tell you that that was a big mistake. And I'll tell you why. First, let me welcome the roundtable back in. Justin, great to have you. Thanks for being in here, bud.
Glad to be here, man.
And we got Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. This is a Lead Slingers microphone. Brad, I don't want you to hold back on what I'm going to tell you here in just a second. Nobody to hold back. Welcome back, Brad.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
And Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, Sarasota County, Florida Sheriff. I'm going to defer back to something that happened in Florida, and I can't wait to get your opinion on this. So what we have is we have a group of trainers, and I'm going to name them. Robert Knight, Ronald Johnson, Jim Leverett, Larry Gutierrez, Ellis Knox, Jamie Clark, Paula and Michael Gamber, Lon Krieger, Crystal and Jason Keene, Dr. Gilbert Keithley, Julian Lozano, Ray Flores, Officer Gary Broadus, Chris Reitzma, Ernie Davis, John Davis, Daniel Chavez, Jesse Crane, Tina Maldonado, Ross Jones, John Hines, Alex Vargo, Alfredo Cook, Art Molina, Brian Morris, Charlie Dismore, Clifton Paul, Joaquin Muna, Don Magnum, John Grisalvi, Mark Jackson, Mark Foster. There's a list. There's two more pages. I'm not going to go there. You get an idea. The guys, big mistake in signing that. And let me tell you why. Sheriff, take a listen to this. I'm going to direct this to you. We sincerely request your support in rejecting any unlicensed carry bill to ensure that we can continue to say that Texans are responsible gun owners. Please do not change a system that is not broken. Now, these are firearms proponents telling the state not to enact constitutional carry because they're afraid, because there's no requirement for training. So that means, Brad Primo and Justin Moon, that these trainers are okay with mandatory government-regulated training to exercise a constitutional right. I have an issue with that big time. Sheriff, let me go to you. I will never forget, and I didn't have enough time during the break. If I did, I would have pulled it up and played it. If I can in the next break, I will. The woman from the Florida Sheriff's the commission, who's the head? It used to be, it's not now, but it used to be Grady Judd, when he was the head of the Florida Sheriff's Association, the FSA. His spokesperson, when he was the head, stood up at a hearing and made the following statement. The Sheriff's Association supports the right to keep and bear arms. Owning a gun is a right. Carrying a gun is a privilege. We do not agree with this legislation. It was the open carry light bill, Sheriff, if you recall, when that was moving through or attempted to move through the House at that time. The FSA came out and said, the right to own a gun is a right. The right to carry a gun is a privilege. Oh, that didn't stick. That's stuck in my craw. Let me put it that way. Thoughts on this?
It stuck in mind too, Mark. And, you know, frankly, you know, the Florida Sheriff's Association represents 67 sheriffs, and we're 67 right. different diverse folks. So that's why, you know, from my perspective, as it relates to the 500,000 citizens that are in my county, I want to lay out what my Second Amendment thoughts are and what my beliefs are in constitutional carry. And the rest of those sheriffs, as far as I'm concerned, are just going to have to get on board, because that's the direction that the citizens want. When I'm out talking to people all the time, that's one of the most frequently asked questions I get. Do I support constitutional carry? I don't always think that open carry is the smartest thing to do from a tactical perspective, but if you want to open carry, then to me, any infringement on the right to open carry or to carry without having to get a CCW is bad government to me. And I don't know if you followed, Mark, recently our Attorney General here, Ashley Moody, who I was with the press conference that we had last week, she sued a whole bunch of Democrat-controlled cities on the east coast of Florida that still don't understand this preemption that we have in Chapter 790. They tried to introduce local ordinances against being able to carry firearms and to own certain firearms within municipal boundaries. And, you know, she won that lawsuit. So we still got folks, even, in Texas down there, it sounds like they've got pro-gun people or people who profess to be pro-gun. Did you ever think you would hear gun shop owners be against constitutional carry? I can't believe
No. No, and take a listen. Justin, I'm going to go to you with this as I go down now through the comment section. Take a listen. Thanks for posting this information about these traitorous clowns in Texas two-way community. Texas, you're listening in Houston right now. You're listening. You're listening all over the state. Thanks for posting this information about these traitorous clowns in Texas 2A community. I'm forwarding links to all the fine Texans I can think of and will keep a copy of the list for future reference should I end up living in Texas. Anti-gun firearms trainers. Then someone else. They need to realize their gravy train's about to be over and get a job. Now take a listen to this. Wait a minute. We signed no such letter. Where did you get permission for this? There's another one. After some thought, I've asked to be removed from this list with no response. It's not for the bullying, by the way. How can I go about doing that? So there are people whose names I just mentioned, Michael Gamber and Ray Flores, who want to be removed. Michael says he never signed anything. Sounds like Ray Flores says, after some thought, I want to be removed. Not good. Justin, the right to bear arms, unlike what Joe Biden said, okay, is absolute, is it not?
Oh, it's absolute. And if people in government think that they can take our rights away, they're going to face 1776 again. I tell you, this is the age. This is the time where the test of liberty is upon us. And we're not going to take tyrants lightly. If you try to come for our guns, if you try to restrict our firearms rights, you're nothing but a Nazi.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's crazy. Brad, let me go to you. When I see these comments in here, you know, I've seen a lot of people suffering, you know, from TDS just kill themselves because they just couldn't get past the fact that they hated Donald Trump, make some really bad decisions. Now, it sounded like one guy on here said, okay, look, I'm reading this because it's out there. It's in the public domain. And I'm going to publicize this. Here's my advice to everybody that's on that list. If you didn't sign that, I would suggest you hire an attorney. If you did sign it, I would suggest you rethink it and bail quickly. Here's why. Because it's out there now, and the right is absolute, and we've had enough compromise. Brad, people are going to look at this and say, oh, my gosh, we're done. Oh, this is bad. I, you know, when I saw this, I just thought, okay, we're just reporting it. Don't shoot the messenger. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, especially the mood in the, you know, the community these days and stuff. I mean, like, we've given as much as we can give as far as compromise and anything else that comes our Second Amendment rights. I'm not in the mood to hear it. I'm not in the mood to tolerate people who want to hear it. You know, it's just, there was a, you know, a few years ago, a guy that had a gun shop up here just south of Nashville. And the last time the feds were floating the idea of universal background checks, and this gun shop owner went on TV saying he was for it and essentially even admitted because now you're going to have to come through me. And I get to charge you the background check. So he was in favor for it just for his own wallet. And, you know, that guy's gun shop didn't last probably three more months after that.
Yeah, you know, we're getting ready to take a break. Yeah. But I'm going to close out with this. I remember a young lady who will go unnamed speaking at a large organization of firearms rights activists a number of years ago who was all for, while she was publicly speaking, training being mandated and the Supreme Court taking a case to make it such. And when the room looked at her cross-eyed, she said, come on. There's a lot of trainers in here that can make money. She is no longer in the firearms industry. Hasn't been heard from in a long time, by the way. This is not the time to be playing games, guys. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio. The video network studios, if you're watching the show on your television sets, your devices, we appreciate that. If you're listening on one of the hundreds of radio stations across the country, thanks for being here with us. Great program today, as usual. I want to give you just a little bit of business real quick. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. This is the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. We are in the Carr Firearms Studios. Make sure to visit both of these fine companies and enjoy their products, both their products, responsibly, please. Carr Arms. Defender Coffee. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Drink coffee. Donate your portion of the profits to the Second Amendment Foundation or the GOA or whichever group you want. No brainer. Mine goes to the Second Amendment Foundation, obviously. Crossbreed Holsters. Promo code will be up tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow after I speak with Crossbreed. We spoke on Saturday, and we probably already have it. I just don't know where to send you yet, but it happened over the weekend. No big deal. That will be up for a discount for you. GunBroker.com studios tomorrow. GunBroker.com. Doesn't cost you a penny. Go check out the auctions. Sign up over there. It's really simple to do. Doesn't cost you a dime. And I promise you, you'll be addicted like I am. North American Arms. North American Arms. NAAminis.com. NorthAmericanArms.com. My Pillow. Please support Mike Lindell. Mike has supported this program for so many years. And he's out there, man. He's out there fighting all day long. He's not going to stop. He isn't going to stop. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AAR. Also, Bursa. We're going to be talking with Rafael Del Valle from Bursa next week. He doesn't know it yet, but he's on the schedule.
Stephen Gutowski will be here. Carl Jackson's going to be here. Got a great lineup coming up this week already. And frontsite.com/Mark. This is one of the coolest things that you can do is visit frontsite.com/Mark. Watch Dr. Piazza, please. And when you go through that, you can download the $2,000 course certificate for the 4-day course. You can use it whenever you want or not use it. It's up to you. Didn't cost you a penny. It's free. 100% free. And you supported Armed American Radio. You help us stay on the air and get this message out and this word out every single day, 6 days a week. And our 12th anniversary, I almost screwed up and said 26th. It's the 26th. Our 12th anniversary is coming up next Sunday, and we're going to celebrate it here on Armed American Radio, probably big time in the roundtable as well. 12 years on the air, Sunday, next week. I've never missed a broadcast. You've never gotten a guest host in this chair on a Sunday broadcast, and you never will. So long as God gives me breath in my lungs, you have my word. And let's see, who am I missing? Second Amendment Foundation. I think that's it for now. Also, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I sit on the board. Go over and join. You don't have to be Jewish. Support them. They're out there with the message every single day. Let's go back to the roundtable, guys. I do want to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, I did that. News about those Texas trainers is now up on Armed American Radio on the website. ArmedAmericanRadio.org. You can scroll right down or you can click on the news. It's the first story out of a bunch of news stories that are up there current. You can read it yourself. Read those names. Make up your own mind. If you live in Texas, and boy, I'll tell you, have a talk with them, okay? Not the time to be seen as willing to compromise. Smart move, though, taking the word butt out, but we got you with that one anyway. And if you're on that list and shouldn't be on that list, I suggest you have a talk with somebody because that's not good. All right, guys, here we go. Maxine Waters is out running her mouth about inciting violence and riots yet again. Justin Moon, you were at the Capitol. We spoke to you right after you got home. And you were not breaking into the Capitol. You were part of 500,000 people there having a great day, had no idea that crap was going on until after the fact. And everybody's been demonized on January 6th. A few hundred people have been arrested. Those that caused problems are okay, fine. But the vast majority of people that were there having a fun time and supporting the president. Isn't that true?
Oh, you're absolutely right. But there were a lot more than 500,000 people there. When Trump was giving his speech, it was from the Eclipse all the way to the Washington Monument, completely packed. It must have been over 1.5 million people. And even after the speech, when people made their way over to the Capitol building, there was a sea of people all the way from the Capitol all the way to probably halfway or beyond halfway to the Washington Monument. So
yeah, that's a huge crowd. That's a ginormous crowd. If you've ever been to D.C. and you can visualize what Justin is talking about, that's a sea of people. That's huge. We also spoke to somebody that day on the ground. We could hear the drums going in the background. People were having a great time. It was very festive. But now you got Maxine Waters out who is saying you need to get more confrontation. Now, going on about this cop deal, we're going to kind of head in that direction. Brad, you were a cop. We have a police officer, the sheriff of Sarasota County, Florida, on with us. So we're going to kind of pick that conversation up, the mood in the country. So let's start with you, Brad. Let's go to this. If I said right now on these airwaves what Maxine Waters said, I would probably step out of my studio to handcuffs. If I said what she said, I could be seen as trying to incite a riot. She's going to skate, isn't she?
Well, yeah. I mean, she has Democrat privilege. It means they get to break whatever laws they want, flaunt the law, talk down to us and while they're doing it, and they'll never have to answer for what they say or do. I don't know how they manage to get where they are, but there's a second justice system in this country, and it benefits them.
Yeah, you know, I was looking forward to talking to Bannon today. He had some things on War Room on his podcast. Talking about, Kurt, I'll go to you. You were alluding to the politics of policing, okay? You mentioned big city mayors, Democrats. Chicago's a great example. We can pick on Broward as well. We can go down to Broward and pick on Israel all day long, right? If we wanted to, Sheriff Israel. Yeah, these guys were doing the bidding. He was a sheriff, but these guys were doing the bidding. He's a very rare sheriff, by the way. But these police chiefs are their political appointees. And I don't think people really truly understand the difference between you guys and girls and police chiefs who are appointed. Would you please
Put that out there one more time. What's the difference? Why do we have such a difference between you and Sheriff Daniels and other great sheriffs around this country and people like, what's his name in Chicago that recently left, who do the bidding of the mayors? What's the difference between you guys?
Well, you know, from a historical standpoint, Mark, this July we'll celebrate 200 years of sheriffs in the state of Florida. Andrew Jackson appointed the first two sheriffs in the state of Florida. And we are specifically written into the Florida Constitution. So we are beholden to no councils, no mayors, no other bureaucratic infrastructure, if you will. And I tell people all the time, it's the purest form of government. Every 4 years, the folks get to either vote me in or vote me out. It's a very pure government, not like a couple of the cities that are in my jurisdictions. They've got police review panels. They've got citizen committees. They've got the mayor. They've got the city council. They've got the deputy city manager and all of these people. And that's why they're called departments, Mark. Just think of it this way. They are a department because they are a subsection of something else. This is the sheriff's office that I belong to because it's the office of sheriff that's in the Constitution. I'm not a department to any other entity. And that's why, you know, sheriffs like Mark Daniels, myself, several other Florida sheriffs here are going to have to draw the line in the sand when it comes particularly to the Second Amendment, but also, you know, all of this nonsense from the media and everything else. We need to be the ones that are out there on the front carrying that flag.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. Because we have news now, obviously, Nebraska has just become a Second Amendment sanctuary. Now, we saw this phenomenon just roll through the state of Virginia. I was so thrilled to see that happen. And I would have hoped, I would have liked to have seen that a little bit more active. And Justin, you and I and Brad spoke about it behind the scenes. We're kind of sitting here waiting to see what happens now. But we're ready to take action to help that movement go across the country. We've talked about it late night off air before. Justin, when you see Nebraska and a governor sign 2A sanctuary legislation, does that make you feel good, man? It makes me feel, I get all giddy. I feel good about it.
Yeah, it certainly makes me happy to see that. You know, we are at such a critical point in our nation's history. Our liberties are, you know, on the razor's edge of being lost completely. We've had our presidential election stolen from us. And so if we lose our Second Amendment right now, we lose everything. So,
well, I tell you, I'm telling you, it's great to hear the sheriff say, and we'll ask him when we come back, then we'll go to Mr. Primo. But I just heard the sheriff say, if I'm not mistaken, we'll let him answer when we come back from the break in the final segment already, if you can believe that. The sheriffs are going to be there to hold the line with the people. Back right after this to close out the show.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Let me tell you how the media lies. That's just another lie. Just another lie. We were just looking at this during the break. Voters largely back Biden's executive actions on guns. This was a link that I followed from Bloombergian's The Trace. So what do you think? What do you think you're going to find when you do a little digging into this? And it didn't take long. It took less than 60 seconds. But just cause 63% of voters support Biden's unilateral move aiming to limit the spread of so-called ghost guns, untraceable weapons, fake made-up term, by the way. By an 18% margin, voters back increasing regulation of stabilizing braces, which are designed to enhance the accuracy of pistols. For people who can't shoot, but, okay, the accuracy of it. I want my pistols to be accurate, okay? Trust me. Democratic voters have driven an increase in the broader electorate's view of Biden's handling of gun issue since he took office in January. The gun issue is simply a narrative created by the fake news media. 63% of voters here said they supported the executive order. But wait a minute, how many people did they talk to? 63% of voters. Justin, quickly, how many voters are there in America? Well over 150 million, right? 180 million?
Samples of like, 1,500 people, of which they oversample Democrats, Democratic and Liberal.
Yeah. Less than 2,000 people were polled. Just over 1,000 people. So, I mean, this is the lie that we get every day. Here's what that should say. 63% of the 1,500 people polled said this. And if you looked at those polling questions, I can promise you they were skewed to favor the outcome to get what they wanted. That's how they do it. Because I could write poll questions, do the same thing. But don't sit there and insult me and slap me in my face and tell me that 63% of voters, because you spoke to 1,500 people, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Brad, let's go to you before I go to the sheriff. You were a cop. You were law enforcement. I want your opinion on what happened with that 13-year-old in Chicago. I opened up the program with this. What in the world is a thing? Because this is where we have to get to. If we can't ask this question as a society without being called racist or hateful, because I'm not afraid of that. I'm a parent. I want to know why you were out at 2:30 in the morning. How did you get out? What were you doing out? Why were you running from the cops? And why did you have a gun? That's not where this started that night. It ended that night. This kid is a Latin King gang member at 13 years old, running from the cops down a dark alley in a not so nice area of Chicago, carrying a gun, being chased by law enforcement. Brad, come on, man. Isn't that the problem that we have to fix?
It's a massive problem we have to fix. I mean, I worked in a part of town that was, you know, probably similar to where that incident took place. And, you know, I told the story before. I remember I actually picked up a 12-year-old at about 2:00 in the morning.
Unreal. And,
yeah, gave the kid, you know, on the way home, I was giving a ride home, said, take the juvenile. And I was talking to him, said, hey, look, man, you're going to end up, like, you're going to get hurt out here. You're too young, and you know, you're going to end up dead or in prison. And his exact response was, I don't care. And he went on to tell me his brother's been to the penitentiary. He said it wasn't that bad. When I got to the house and tried to talk to the mom, she acted like I was interrupting her good time. And was a little bit irritated that, not that her son was out at 2:00 in the morning on the streets, but the fact that I brought him home to her.
Right, right.
So when we have kids that are being raised in those environments with that type of lack of training and parenting, I don't know whatever happened to that young man, but I promise you it's not good. You know, as someone, a young child that comes up like that, they don't have a chance, you know? And so if we don't fix that, then what happened in Chicago is just going to keep happening. I mean, it's not the first time something like that's happened in Chicago. It's not going to be the last time.
Oh, no, it's happening right now. It's happening right now with thousands and thousands of kids. Sheriff, Kurt Hoffman, Sarasota County, Florida Sheriff, you heard what Brad said. I mean, you guys run into this all the time. It's got to be heartbreaking for you and your officers. It's got to be.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what Brad said, and I've had many of those cases myself where, you know, I had a runaway about the same age that I took home. I was talking to the mother at the front door, dropped her son off, and watched him jump right back out the back window and take off across the field, and I had to chase him around the other side of the street and bring him back. And you know, the breakdown of the family in this country and not having any adult supervision or any family structure is something that we in law enforcement see all the time. And it is the root of drugs. It is the root of getting involved in criminal activity. It is the root of being out at 2:30 in the morning and associating with gang members. And this is what happens. Listen, it's tragic. This is a 13-year-old.
Oh, it's terrible.
Kid. But whether he's 13 or 23 or 33, when you're out at 2:30 in the morning and you're gang banging and you're shooting off a weapon and you got a weapon in your hand a split second before you turn towards an officer, I said it when on the last hour, Mark, bad things are going to happen. And the culture of that city is it's a free-for-all. It's the wild, wild west. There's no law and order. And that's what you're going to get, and you're going to continue to get it. Brad's right.
Yeah, let me point out that these are Democrat-run cities for decades. Again, I'm going to say this is one of my lines. I've been using it for years. You show me an American city in decay, I will show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. You cannot prove me wrong, and if you want to bet me on it, I will take your money. It's sad. It's pathetic. But until we start saying that this is the cause of this and stop, I can't use the words I want to use on radio right now. But if we don't grow it to the point where we can get down to the bottom line here, something's got to change. I don't see, Justin, do you see the cities changing? Do you see Mary Lightfoot changing? I mean, throwing money for midnight basketball is a waste of time.
Well, you know, Mark, if you teach children that they're nothing but advanced biped apes and that there's no God or no creator, no higher purpose, that's exactly what they're going to act like. They're going to act like animals. I think the degradation of our city, the moral decline, has everything to do with this society's abandonment of its covenant with God and Christ.
God is nowhere to be found. That's part of the breakdown. I mean, look, we've talked about this for years and years and years. There's no God anymore. You know, when you throw technology on top of this, when you throw internet on top of this, when you throw liberal politics on top of this, the garbage that they're teaching, like you're saying in school, And they're just teaching people that there's no, there's, there becomes no moral compass, I think is what you, am I right there? Can I paraphrase that? Is that what you, there's no moral compass, Justin?
Everything is relative. There's no morality. People think that they're animals and that they behave like animals.
And they get away with it. Brad, would you be a cop in today's environment right now?
No, I don't think I would. And as a matter of fact, I actually worry for my friends that are still on the job.
I don't blame you at all.
I know they're good people, and I know they're out there doing the best they can with what they have. And I also know that it takes a split second, and everybody's going to turn their back on them and get out from under them. And I just, you know, I worry for them.
Sheriff, it's good to know that you're down there. You're in an area, believe me, you're policing in an area that's a whole lot different than some of these other great people that are working in some very terrible conditions. So thank you for what you're doing down there in Sarasota County, Sheriff, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. I feel for those other folks.
Oh, my gosh, I do, too. You do everything you can to keep your guys and gals safe down there. We appreciate it very much. Justin Moon, thank you. This is the Carr Firearms Studios. Justin Moon, of course, the CEO of Carr Arms. So busy right now that sales are delayed out. Shipping is delayed out almost a year. It's incredible. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, thank you for everything that you do. Thank you guys for participating in the roundtable. Fastest 3 hours of radio concluding right now. I got a great lineup building for you for the week. Next week is our 12th anniversary on the airwaves. Monday begins our 13th year. We're proud of it. Enjoy the rest of your day. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow, guys.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.